SQL Server Big Data Clusters provides embedded administration experiences to manage the platform. There's a lot going on in the platform, so we made sure to build a lot of administration experiences to make it easy to understand what's going on. And Mihaela here will tell us all about this today at Data Exposed. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Jeroen, and today I have with me Mihaela to talk about some of the built-in administration experiences that are available for you in SQL Server Big Data Clusters. So Mihaela, back on the show, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me here today.
So administration experiences, right? So what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, that's one of the key value prop for Big Data Clusters. And we're gonna go through some of those experiences today, highlighting like what are some of the management built-in cluster administration experience that we have available for you to try out. As you know, Big Data clusters are deployed on as containerized applications on top of Kubernetes, and that is giving us some of the flexibility to enable some of these experiences. Like it's very easy to deploy. Like for some of you that you tried to deploy Big Data cluster, you saw that it's very, very fast. Similarly, for upgrades, that's going to be very easy. And leveraging elasticity and scalability of Kubernetes containers, that transfers to Big Data cluster experiences where it's very easy to scale out and out, up and down, and to have all this experience in a predictable and consistent way, irrespective of where we're going to deploy it, right? Because when you deploy Big Data cluster, the underneath platform of Kubernetes, irrespective if it's on-prem or in Azure or anywhere else, we are agnostic to where that Kubernetes cluster is running.
Cool. Sounds good.
And that, again, transfers to this experiences that we build for you to manage this platform, because that's something that you deploy on your own infrastructure and you have to manage it in a way.
That makes sense. So what does it mean when it's, you know, what do we mean when we talk about built-in administration?
Yeah, so that means that we deploy a set of components and services in the cluster to be able for you to deploy the cluster, of course, to scale, to upgrade. Similarly for security, and I'm going to mention a bit later, what does that mean? You have built-in HADR and as well as a cluster health system that is used for other workflows, like when we do deployment or we do upgrade. The signals that we are reading, the signals from the cluster automatically for you to be able to make sure that we are upgrading in the right order. We are listening to health signals from the cluster to not to roll forward services that are not healthy and so on. And in the same time, we have components in the cluster that are collecting metrics, collecting logs, store them, and then expose them through dashboards that, again, we're deploying automatically for you to make use of that.
Cool.
And how exactly, you want to ask, like, what exactly that works, and what are some of these services that are deployed in the cluster and we are making use of, you know, to further enable all these experiences for you? So some of this, we call all these components that are part of the management or administration experience, we call around the cluster management service umbrella or control. We're gonna hear like control plane sometime. I would split them in among monitoring services. Like we have, as I was mentioning earlier, we have components that are collecting metrics. Like let's take a very simple example. For SQL Server has DMVs that is producing a lot of metrics. They have components in the cluster that are reading from those DMVs, it's storing them in FluxDB, and then we have Grafana that is sitting on top of that to expose those metrics.
Cool.
Similarly, for node host in Kubernetes, we collect some of those resource consumptions, memory, and so on, and then we expose dashboards on top of that. Another set of services are helping to deploy and to upgrade to set up security or high availability, right? And those are components that are working together to ensure cluster health to ensure that all those things are working properly.
Okay, so basically we have two groups, right? Monitoring and more kind of the management control kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
For example, for security, right, to go through some what exactly does it mean that we have built-in security.
Right.
And as you know, with any SQL Server release, security is mission critical for us to enable for our customers. And it was very important to enable AD authentication. And what exactly does that mean is that once at deployment time, you tell us that I want the services in the clusters to be integrated with AD, so later for users to authenticate using their AD identity, that everything is taken care of in terms of providing container, you know, integrating containers with the Active Directory, tokens, certificates, and everything that is, and deploying all that stuff in a containerized environment it's something that it's new in the industry, right?
Sure.
So that's something that we work very hard to make it happen, and we have it available with BigData clusters.
Awesome.
Another thing that was very important is to make, and we listened to customers' feedback when they were saying that I want to make sure that the user identity that is being used to log into a certain service is passed through the entire stack. That because we know in BigData cluster we have various layers of services, and when a user identity connects, for example, to SQL Server, I want the same identity to be passed through down to HDFS if needed, so I can audit and to track that that activity of that user, right? So that's something that is available in BigData cluster as well. And again, certificates and rotation of certificates is happening automatically for you. You don't have to do anything for that.
Okay, so that's great. I mean, this sounds cool. We solved all of this. We made sure that your credentials flow from top to bottom. We configure all of it, but that's just security, right?
Yeah.
How about something else that's very important, like scalability, like making sure that when something breaks, something else is there to pick it up, right? That's an important factor in databases.
Yeah, so that's something that that was very important for us as well to make sure that the mission critical services that are available in BigData cluster, like SQL Server Master or the HDFS name node, they're highly available.
Okay.
And that's where we enabled an experience where you can deploy and manage all this aspects again in a very easy and embedded within the control plane as well. For example, availability groups. This is a flagship feature that was available for SQL Server since 2012, I think, release.
Okay.
And who used availability group, they know that they have, like, I don't know, multiple prerequisites they have to set up. They have to set up database mirroring endpoints. They need to set up the certificates. There are multiple steps to even set up the cluster. Once you tell us that you want HA in BigData clusters for SQL Server Master, we take care of everything for you, right?
So we simplified it, right?
It's very, very easy for you to set up. You don't have to think about, okay, did I use the right URL for the replicas or things like that. You don't have to worry about these things.
Cool.
And guess what is the cluster technology that we use for that?
Well, you tell me.
None.
Ah.
So that's the beauty of Kubernetes. So through a tight integration with Kubernetes and adding the logic for monitoring and orchestration tied into this control plane, there is no need for additional cluster technology to put in the BigData cluster to manage that aspect for SQL Server Master.
Okay.
Similarly for HDFS, right? And other Hadoop resources from the Hadoop stack, they have to be highly available as well. And in this case, we use ZooKeeper, which is an open source, well-established cluster technology to help with the orchestration and storing the metadata for the high availability of these services.
So you told us about mission critical, you told us about security. So, okay, you've got my head spinning now. There's a lot of stuff going on, but how do I actually use this? do you have tools that you can give to me?
Yes.
To
make yes, sure don't worry about it.
Still understand what's going on here?
Again, I was telling you that you can easily deploy, right? Like the only thing that you need to do is with anything in Kubernetes, you just have to declare your intention and describe your target configuration,
yep.
and we take care of everything. So one of the things you you want to make sure you're using and you have as a tool on your client machine is AZ Data. Like mm-hmm. you can do deployment, you can do configuration, you can do monitoring even with AZ Data, as well as Azure Data Studio. Like if you want to go through a more guided or to see dashboards in a more user friendly way, and that's what I'm going to show you further. You can make use of Azure Data Studio to leverage some of these experiences that were added there.
Well, talking about experiences, can you show
it? Let's see how that looks like for monitoring. Like if I want to see the status of the cluster, are my services healthy or not?
There's a lot going on in the cluster, so I need
to know
what's going on.
There are many of them,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. And we have a new experience in Big Azure Data Studio where you can see the status of the cluster through the controller, because again, this is the brain of your cluster, and this is the source of truth.
Sure.
And you can see here what all of the services that are deployed, their health status, and if I want details, I can go further to HDFS, for example,
and see,
what are the health, what is the health there, and so on. So this is one of the things that we have new in the upcoming releases for Big Data Cluster. All this experience again, you can use AZ Data for as well with the BDC status, but it's.
Yeah, interface. You know, for me as an interface guy, I like this.
And it's more intuitive to use a tool like this. Right?
Sometimes, makes sense. Cool.
And again, all this and how to deploy all these services in highly available configuration or for security and so on, you can find on our documentation page. And I put some pointers here for you to leverage to as a starting point for our documentation. So either for deployment or for more resources on BDC, workshops, samples, you can go to these resources to make use of.
Cool. Well, again, I mean, thanks a lot for sharing.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see there's a lot of administration and monitoring going on. And, you know, very happy to see that we have both a command line version of it to automate things again, built-in graphs, built-in dashboards, and then the interface. I like interfaces, so I'm very happy that that's there. So thanks a lot for being here and sharing this with us.
Thank you.
And thank you for watching. Please like and subscribe, leave a comment, and hope to see you next time. Thanks.